The hearing in Rockland County was the second held by the Independent Democratic Conference, which now consists of four senators, after Malcolm Smith was recently charged in a bribery scheme. The IDC shares power with Republicans in the Senate. As the hearing in Rockland got underway, Governor Andrew Cuomo was in Albany, urging lawmakers to adopt anti-corruption measures by the end of the session June 20th, especially as the lawmaker corruption list potentially grows longer. The mainstream Democratic Conference saw several of its members linked to an ongoing wiretap investigation Wednesday. Here's IDC leader Jeff Klein.
Well, I agree with the governor, and I think this is our window of opportunity. And remember, we have about 2 months left before the end of session. Sometimes we're criticizing for acting too quickly. Sometimes we're criticized for acting too slowly. I think now we have to get it right. And that's really the purpose of the hearings we're doing all over the state, is to get the bill right on campaign finance reform. I think we really do have to crack down on corruption, and I'm very optimistic that we can get both done before the end of the legislative session.
Senator David Carlucci, an IDC member whose district includes most of Rockland County, also agrees with the governor's push.
This is legislation that should have been done years ago, and unfortunately now we're reacting and we're striking while the iron is hot, but it's because there's really a crisis in terms of people having faith in government, and we're here today to end the process of elections being for sale, end the process of public office going to the highest bidder, have more transparency. And that's going to be key. Have transparency so that when there are wrongdoers, when there are people blatantly breaking the law, that we can catch them and bring them to justice swiftly.
The IDC has proposed the Integrity in Elections Act of 2013, which would introduce public campaign financing. Candidates would be eligible to receive public matching funds. The bill also imposes a $2,600 contribution limit for all state campaigns and bans all corporate contributions. Meanwhile, the State Assembly Tuesday passed its own version, the 2013 Fair Elections Act, which establishes optional public financing for election campaigns. Republicans generally oppose any public financing option. Jesse Lehman is downstate campaigns manager for Citizen Action New York. He says soliciting input about the IDC bill is productive.
But it's vital that you pass a bill and then work together with the Assembly to come to a compromise between their bill and yours. It's not enough to hold hearings. We have to actually change the laws.
One area of debate in overhauling election laws concerns the so-called Wilson-Pakula provision, which, as Senator Klein explains, the IDC wants to repeal.
We eliminate what's known as the Wilson-Pakula, which allows a major party candidate, Democrat or Republican, to run on a line of another party. We're not eliminating fusion voting, but we believe that our proposal actually takes it to the grassroots level.
And takes the power away, he says, from the leaders of the two major parties. Citizen Action's Lehman commends much of the IDC bill, though takes issue with the Wilson-Pakula repeal, saying it could weaken third parties.
The time has come for public financing of elections. We need this comprehensive campaign finance reform bill. The inclusion of another rule that isn't about campaign finance, it's about the systems that govern small parties and who gets their ballot line, will only make it harder to pass this vitally important legislation. We need to get this passed this year, and taking the Wilson-Pakula repeal out of the bill will make it more feasible for this bill to actually come to a vote and pass. And I think that is a vital concern.
One of three area residents who spoke was Robert Tompkins, who says what works on the state and county level may not be applicable on a more local level.
Political party affiliation as an ideological identity that becomes guidance for creating public policy is really not relevant for towns and villages.
If I understand your testimony, I think I do, you're advocating for nonpartisan elections in local elections,
exactly,
towns,
right,
supervisors, et cetera, that there's no democratic way to pick up the garbage. In other words,
yeah, the highway superintendent,
right,
is responsible for snow removal.
So that
is
would
there
be
a
nonpartisan
Republican way or a Democratic way to remove the snow? There isn't any.
That was Senator Diane Savino. She and her IDC colleagues say the key to reform is a major overhaul. Others who testified included officials from the Rockland County League of Women Voters, Common Cause, the Brennan Center for Justice, and Americans for Campaign Reform. The IDC is holding another public hearing next week in Buffalo. Senate Republicans, a key faction in the first-of-its-kind power-sharing agreement in the upper chamber, have been holding their own conferences on the issue, but remain skeptical. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.